There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Redmen TV and your latest very special edition of Transfer Insight. My name is Dan Clubb, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Belgium under-17 manager and Romeo Lavia's former under-16 manager, Bob Broeys. Bob, how are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, fine. Thank you.
Good man. Thank you so much for joining us. It's massively appreciated. We are here to talk about Romeo Lavia, of course, a player who Liverpool very much would like to sign, and the deal is getting closer and closer. It's been going on for a few weeks now, but hopefully at some point he does become a Liverpool player. Currently a Southampton player, of course, we should say, but let's see what the next few days bring. I mentioned at the top of the show there, you managed him when he was very young. He was under 16s level when you had him. What was he like at that age? Could you tell immediately from training and obviously the matches that you played, could you tell how impressive a talent you had?
Yeah, you saw immediately that he was very talentful. So he had an excellent year under 15 with Arno van der Nabel as coach. So I was following also the under 15s and had a lot of good information about him. And the first activity that we did, it was a double game against Ukraine. I saw immediately that he was talentful. I made him also captain of the team. And honestly, I can only say good words about Romeo. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I spoke to Arno last week. Actually, you mentioned there, he's under 15 manager. Yeah, he was very impressed as well. You said you made him captain there. I wanted to ask you about that. What was it about Romeo that made you make him the captain in terms of personality? Was he a leader? Did he lead by example? Was it just his ability? What made you appoint him as captain?
Yeah, it's a good question, because a captain for me, it must be somebody who will be in a team until the end of the cycle under 16, under 17. As you know, national youth team coach is not the same as a club coach. So we have a few of activities. So every activity, we really must use our time to prepare the team, to make players better. And we prepare European Championship, the first qualification round in October under 17. So, yeah, the question is, who will be in 1 year later still in the team? Yeah, it's not easy. But it means that first the talent is very important, but then also you're looking for players who can have an impact on the team. Yeah. And for me, Romeo was also an example. And for me, it's important that the captain is an example for the players. And he's also a little bit the coach on the field, yeah. So I like also that players taking initiative, that they can coach other players. And I saw immediately that Romeo was a player who was more mature than other players, the age of 15, 16. He was also cool, has also very good high-performance attitude at this age. You saw immediately his focus on the pitch, but also off the pitch. So he could inspire players. And for me, he was really also an excellent captain in the short period that I worked with him. As you know, there was COVID. So he came only twice, a double game against Ukraine. And we played also a tournament in France. where we played three games. Mm-hmm. And then it was over due to COVID a little bit. It was a pity for me because we really prepared the under-17s. It was also a very good generation, 2004. And I was really convinced that we could make together with Romeo and the team a very good pathway to the European Championships together. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, Belgium have been blessed with some talents in recent years and still are, of course, and Romeo is one of them. You mentioned that tournament in France there. Romeo actually captained the side to a 4-0 win over France in 2019 with you as manager. What was it about him on that day? Because I think he played at centre-back as well for you quite a little bit. So what made him so versatile, and what would you say was his best position growing up, or could he do everything?
Yeah, we were all convinced that the Federation, also with Arno, his future position profile is a holding midfielder, a six. Yeah. But yeah, he was so talentful that he also could play as a centre-back. And then when he played as a centre-back, you can play with him against high pressure. He is so calm on the ball. He's finding solution against high pressure, can playing out. He can dribble in. He can overload the midfield zone area. So tactically, for me, still today, he can play both positions. Yeah. But where is he the strongest? For me, as a holding midfielder. And this was also the position that he played in France. And as you mentioned, I never seen this with the generation that we could beat on the 16 France national U team at 4-0. I'm working now 24 years for the Federation as a youth coach. So never we were able to beat France, but with generation 2004, could believe my eyes, 4-0 after 80 minutes. What's happening? Yeah. And maybe also of the important role that Romeo had in this game as a holding midfielder, like he was the metronome of the team. He was so calm in building up and playing out. Also his positioning, his coaching. So I saw immediately a team of 11 players who it was easy to even to win this game. It was not a lucky game. It was easy. So his role was very important at that moment in the team.
Yeah, 100%. He actually scored some goals for you as well, even though he did play in like a six and sometimes a centre-back. He actually managed to chip in with a few goals. You mentioned there, Bob, how long you've been working for the Belgian Federation for and how many players you will have seen come through the age groups. In terms of where Romeo Lavia ranks among them, how high would you say he was? Is he one of the best talents you've worked with?
It was a short period. As I said, only two activities. So for me, it's a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
But okay, now we are some years later, it's clear that he's one of the most talented players. And I had also the impression that he was very talentful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's always also dangerous and difficult to compare with other players that I had. So I worked with Eden Hazard, who was for me maybe one of the most talented I had. But also other players, it's difficult to compare. But yeah, he convinced me immediately at the moment that he was on the 16. But it's dangerous to say because the way is long to a professional career and then to play in England and to play then for Liverpool. Honestly, he had the potential for me. But it's impossible to say when he's under 16 that he will play later for Liverpool.
Hey everyone, I hope you enjoyed that small section of my conversation with Bob Broways, the current Belgium under 17 manager, no less. If you want to watch that show in full, head to redmenplus.com, sign up as a captain or a legend, and you'll get that plus all our other amazing content on Redmen.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.